And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. It is the smokiest show on the airwaves, and we're gonna try and keep it that way. We're talking with Tim Sobey because Randy Joppy is he's missing in action. So Tim's filling in his shoes and doing a great job of it. Let's talk a little bit about seafood.
So seafood price for a long time, as we were covering, you know, with beef, pork, and chicken prices going up, was a great value hanging in there. But now the industry is catching up to it, and seafood prices are taking off also.
Really?
Yeah. So shipping costs have gone from 7 to 11 cents a pound to 65 cents a pound. That's huge. You know, you start adding that on, and then you add that on, put retail markups onto that. That's just huge. You know, you're looking at maybe $1, $1.50 a pound more in some cases. And there's still a lot of good seafood to get. The Great Lakes, have you had the Zander Pike before?
No.
That's one.
It's a pike?
Yeah, it's in the pike family. They'll call it Zander Pike Perch.
Oh.
So if it was on the plate, it looks like a jumbo yellow perch, has the stripes in it, but it's in that, you know, pike perch.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. Say it five times. But what a great value. And actually, a lot of restaurants, you may have had it, didn't realize you might have ordered the perch dinner, and that's what you had was that Zander. But it, just like regular perch, it's flavorful, it's succulent, mild, sweet fish, and that has taken a huge, huge jump in
popularity.
In popularity, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's still a deal.
Yep.
What about whitefish, Michigan whitefish?
Whitefish, there again, you know, they're kind of touch and go a little bit, what they're allowing to harvest. So they're watching those numbers a little bit closer and trying to have limits to not overfish. So it's a good news, bad news thing. But me, it's more good news because I think it's wise that we don't overfish things, right? And if we had to take a couple of years and really back off and go without eating something else, then there's always cod, you know, not the best fish, of course. But
not bad.
Yeah.
That's what you get in every Irish pub you go to and get fish and chips.
Yeah, is cod, yeah.
And I've never
World's
walked away.
Most popular fish there is cod.
What a terrible thing to be.
Yeah.
Everybody loves me.
Everybody wants you.
So let's talk about it as I chew on this meat stick. Yes, that's number three. Affordable cuts. Let's say I'm a prepper, and I am. So everything costs more. I've got to really watch what I spend.
Yeah.
What's an affordable cut I could bank on still?
So probably the most affordable cut right now, it's not the best, but if you're budget watching, is a ball tip sizzler. So that part of the sirloin, you know, it's not my fave.
Not the worst.
It's not the worst. And it's not, you're still eating way better than like round steak. And
right.
Believe me, through the years, we've done that before in our household where
Tommy and Johnny Brand made a fortune on ball tip.
Yes, they have. So there's nothing wrong with the ball tip. And that's the best value right now. And another one, and you know, I'm a huge lover of sirloin. So if you get either
that's my favorite piece.
Yeah, like a local sirloin, there's only so many out of cattle, but we've talked about the American Wagyu that we get them from. We got them standing in line now. Their cuts sometimes are sold before we get them off the animal.
Really?
But next to that would be...
It's like Godfather.
It is too. Would be that boneless sirloin, so that top sirloin. And it's a great value.
What's the most tender piece of sirloin?
Well, that would be Well, on the bone-in, it'd be the filet. That's part of that bone-in. Oh. Other than that, then on the top sirloin, then that would be the next one.
Okay.
So that's more tender
and
than a ball
tip.
They
vary quite a bit, honestly, depending on where you get them. What would you look for in a sirloin, since that's such a value piece?
Yeah.
It's still the affordable steak.
Yeah.
What would you look for in sirloin to say, yep, that's the piece I want?
Like anything else, it'd be the marbling. But yeah,
but on a top piece.
But on a top piece, you know, there's still marbling, you know, within your quality cattle.
Just not so much.
Yeah, not as much as like a ribeye or a strip loin. But there's still marbling in there. But the beauty of the sirloin, they're tender, they're flavorful, they're affordable, and they're so versatile. So even if you do...
That's a lot of tills,
yeah, yeah. And so it really is a great all-around. You don't have to marinate them. As I say, they're standalone.
No, you shouldn't marinate them.
They're a standalone steak.
Unless you're doing shish kebab and you want a profile, but... And that's my go-to piece for shish kebab.
Yeah.
I mean, it's because when I do shish kebab, I do generally a bunch of them, and I can't afford to do, like, porterhouse or something like that.
Sure. Like beef stroganoff and things like that. Back in the days, like fondue, that's kind of like the go-to piece.
Was it?
Yeah, for something like that.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 70s thing. I think there was probably a bong on the table.
We still had one got from Teresa's grandparents, avocado green, no, baby.
Yeah. Bong or fondue?
Oh, that was a fondue.
Yeah, I still am trying to adjust to the whole the whole legality, and it's not in every state.
Well, we
fondue is.
We teased about this before is our medical pot brats. I was going to put pot in there, and the more you eat, the more you want to eat. And it was actually April Fool's a few years back, and it was on a Monday, and we were doing some cooking, and we were doing a couple of videos. And then I called our Walker police and I said, hey, you know my sense of humor. I'm thinking I'm doing an April Fool's joke. You know, so we'd say, hey, we're cooking medical pot brats at Sobey Meats and this whole thing. And the chief of police.
Raided.
Oh, well, then he said, you know, Tim, we know your sense of humor. We think it's funny, but that's all we need is that customer now just to go bonkers. And, oh, my God, what are you doing? And so we pulled the plug on that.
Well, in my little town.
Simple little thing.
My little town, we've got, I think, a record number of medical marijuana stores there or coming in. And the first one that came in is right next to the Taco Bell, which is perfect.
Yes.
And then right across the street, there's a trailer park. So they've got like this triangle that they walk. They come out of the park, go to the pot store, go to Taco Bell, back to the trailer park. Back to
the closer they get to the park after the pot shop, the more staggered the trail gets, does it weave and wobble a little bit?
I would imagine, but... We just kind of think that's funny to have a Taco Bell next to a weed shop. Okay, so sirloin's a good affordable cut. If you're prepping for the winter, because that's when you probably shop a little bit less and you like to have stock because family's coming over, holidays, yada, yada. What else would be an affordable meat cut in general? Poultry, beef, pork, pterodactyl, whatever.
Pork loin and pork tenderloin. And pork tenderloin is another one. Great, great price point for what you're getting. Very versatile. Doesn't take up a lot of room. It's a smaller amount to pull out of the freezer anyway.
Right.
So those would be two of the best cuts to use. And
what would you use a tenderloin, pork tenderloin for?
I like to do those as just with medallions. So I'll either do like a stir fry. Or I'll even take those little medallions and I'll just kind of grill them up. The other one...
And you can actually kind of cook those to a more well done if you like to, and they won't be so dry.
Correct. But don't ever think of bacon wrapping them and then even throwing them in the oven.
Not
you get
kosher.
One of them. That one of those snow days or, you know, snowy, rainy days.
When you came back from the weed shop?
Yeah. Wrap them up, throw them in the oven, take about... 30 minutes, boom, you're eating.
All right. I won't think of that. But when you come back, we're going to talk about something to pull out of the freezer. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.